Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity, right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do want you involved and engaged. You know, while it is Memorial Day, I don't like, you know, hawking stuff on Memorial Day, but the reality is, we need to pay our bills. Everybody does, right? So Mike Lindell has made it available for us to be able to, you know, make money online, if you would. But not just make money online. That's not the goal here. The goal is we can make money. we can make money while you get the product you need. So let's just take, for instance, if you go over to MyPillow.com, you can look for pillows and pillowcases. Don't tell me you don't buy this stuff. You all buy this stuff. You got pillows and pillowcases and sheets and all kinds of things that you might need. So why not buy it there, right? You put money in Mike Lindell's pocket. You help him keep Americans working here in this country. You keep the plants open, which means you keep the support people around him that are working those places open, and everybody wins. It's a win-win, truly is a win-win situation all the way around. I don't know why it's so hard to figure that one out. Seriously. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of. So California now is moving the bill through. It's, you know, this is what tells me that they're just evil people. Evil, sick, nasty people. And they're passing a bill where it is no longer mandatory for you or somebody else to report when threats are made against the school. Why not? They're afraid that somebody's going to get in trouble, somebody's life's going to be ruined over misinformation. Ooh, here's a new one. I don't know, let that sink in for a second. So we'd rather take a shot at the fact that it's probably not true than it probably is true. Let the police figure it out. So why not send it to the police, right? Let them decide whether it's a real threat or not. But no, they're going to decide for you by telling you no. You don't have to. You shouldn't, and you don't have to. It's just amazing. Anytime a child is in danger or somebody on campus there is danger, could be in danger, that should be all over the place. That should be spread around like, I don't know, gossip about the local hooker. I don't know. Get the information out every place you can. I don't know why not. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Our illustrious president today decided that, well, yo, democracy has never really been good. But don't take my word for it. Right? Let's just hear it. Let me see. Is this unmuted? Yeah, it is. Let's just hear this right from his mouth.
Ladies and gentlemen, today we remember and we reaffirm freedom is worth the sacrifice. Democracy is not perfect. It's never been good, perfect.
I'll take the Freudian slip. It's never been good. Only socialism will work as long as I'm president / dictator. I don't buy for sight here. Let's listen to that again so I'm not accused. I'll be accused anyway, but whatever.
Ladies and gentlemen, today we remember and we reaffirm freedom is worth the sacrifice. Democracy is not perfect. It's never been good, perfect. But it's worth fighting for.
Yeah.
And just to go on the record.
Just amazing. Right? When we're hearing these people, he's the president of these United States. I just find that I find that unacceptable. Even if he did it by accident, it's in the back of his head. And actually, frankly, we're a republic. I get that. I know some of you are going to correct me, but we're a constitutional republic, are we not? Oh, really? Come on, think about it. We're a constitutional republic. We're not a democracy. Because our founding fathers felt that democracy was nothing more than a mob. What do they call it? A mobocracy? Remember that? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. The 9mm bullet apparently blows the lung out of the body. No, that didn't come from any study that was done. That was from President Biden. What who's a study in and of himself? He doubled down his belief that the Second Amendment is not absolute. He said the Constitution, the Second Amendment, was never absolute. You couldn't buy a cannon when the Second Amendment was passed. Well, why did he try? So I'm the senior host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID 4 times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had 2 clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell. A as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means, always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are, you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. That's how you fix this. You become part of the solution. Again, as I said earlier, you know, California doesn't want to be part of the solution. They want to be part of the problem because they don't want you reporting threats to schools. Seriously. And I find this amazing. It's like, wouldn't we want to err on the side of being a little over the top? Right? Instead of what's going on now? It's just amazing to me. It never stops. And just when you think, just when you think it can't get any worse or any dumber, it does. Yeah, again, I can't keep this up because it'll drive a pop of vein in my eyeball or something. That's how crazy it'll make me. It's funny, again, with everything that's going on, the George Gascon, which is the district attorney in the socialist, progressive, far-left district attorney in Los Angeles County. He called the Los Angeles Unified School District Board of Education to disband the Los Angeles School Police Department. The Board of Education is weighing three proposals at this meeting. One which calls for a 90-day or a 90% reduction in the LAUSD police budget by 2023 and 2024. That's school district, by the way. Our schools could be a haven of safety without armed police officers walking the halls, said former district attorney and assistant chief of the LAPD, George Gascon. Unfortunately, our schools have become yet another place where black and brown students feel targeted by law enforcement. This is a line of garbage. It's a line of garbage that's been talked about, spread forever. And it's wrong. Black and brown students do not feel targeted by law enforcement, not to the level that these guys believe it has. Right? And they go on, they don't miss a group. Unfortunately, our schools have become yet another place where black and brown students feel targeted by law enforcement rather than supported in a safe learning environment. Indeed, a disproportionate number of black, Latino, LGBTQ, and those who have disabilities are taken out of their classes for minor incidents. It's not true. Matter of fact, under Obama especially, you couldn't discipline black and Hispanic kids the same way as the white kids. You couldn't do it. You'll never hear that, though. And he's trying to tell, with crime up, he's trying to tell people that the communities would be safer without the cops, armed cops. I mean, are these people for real? I mean, he really believes this. That's the scary thing. He really believes it. All right, somebody took me off my other story because I saw this. I was like, you got to be kidding me. All right, Joe Biden, again, with his infinite wisdom, saying that the 9 millimeter bullet blows the lungs out of the body. Constitution, the Second Amendment, was never absolute. You could buy a cannon. I jokingly said, was he there? I think things have gotten so bad that everybody's getting more rational about it. He also made some really weird comments regarding bullets used in handguns. He said, well, wait a minute, let me see something here. He made also leading to some belief that he will be a true target of this gun grab. The president says, well, that's hard to say because I've not been negotiating with any of the Republicans yet. And I deliberately did not engage in a debate about that with any Republican. When we were down consoling the families in Texas, I don't know how this is going to work out or how far we're going to go with it. You listening? I know that it makes no sense to be able to purchase something that can be fire up to 300 rounds. Can you do that? And I know what happened when we had rational action before. Back in the crime bill. The law that got passed, it did significantly cut down mass murders. No, it didn't, but that's beside the point. And so there's one reason for something that can fire, 100 shots. I mean, I'll just conclude with this. Look, when I first started doing hearings on the issue of what rational gun laws should be, it was during a period when I was a senator and the death rate was going up. Now, this has been disproven, by the way. All his comments that he made during his speech, political speech over the shootings, have been disproven. Not that many more people were being shot, but the death rate was up. But when I, now listen to those words, not that many more people were being shot, but that the death rate was up. So what, people were more accurate? And when I think of, I'm not sure, I think it was a hospital in New York, whatever, the largest trauma hospital is, you know what? He can't put two sentences together. He said, I sat with a trauma doctor and I asked him, what's the difference? Why are so many people, not many more people were being shot. That was 20 years ago. He said, why are we dying? Are they? They showed me x-rays. He said, a 22 caliber bullet will lodge in the lung. We probably get it out, but we're able to get it. We're able to save a life. A 9mm bullet blows the lung out of the body. Really? I've never seen that happen. I've never seen pictures. I've never even heard of it till Joey B. So the idea of these high caliber weapons is a 9mm is a high caliber weapon? There's no rational basis for it in terms of thinking about self-protection. Really? He says, and remember, the Constitution, the Second Amendment was never absolute. You couldn't buy a cannon. How do you know that? I'll play the clip again. I haven't played it in a while. Running down all the opportunities of the Second Amendment that they had. What they were fighting from state to state. How far should they go or not restrict? Seriously. Come see your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Russian troops pushed deeper into a key eastern Ukrainian city, fighting street by street with Ukrainian forces. The Kremlin's advance increased in intensity. They also shelled parts of northeastern Ukraine, and the struggle for control of a southern region continued. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says Russia has prevented the export of 22 million tons of grain from his country, contributing to a growing global food crisis. Meanwhile, European leaders have agreed on a partial embargo on Russian oil. The compromise only bans oil brought in by sea, allowing a temporary reprieve for imports delivered by pipeline. The embargo covers more than two-thirds of oil imports from Russia, according to officials, cutting what they call a huge source of financing for its war machine. Wall Street was closed because of the Memorial Day holiday. This is USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back. Joe Messina, your host of the Joe Messina Show, obviously. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay, so listen, here's the deal. Rick Green did a piece a while back on the Second Amendment. Great piece. And I have to, I really have to get it down to memory. Because I got nothing else to do, right? Did you know that there were multiple versions of the Second Amendment? There are a bunch of them considered at the Constitutional Convention. A bunch. And I just find this so interesting that you've never heard this in school. You'll never hear these some of these places. Let me see. This should work. I'd be surprised if it doesn't work the first time. But here's Rick Green explaining the different versions of the Second Amendment that were done. I hope. If it works. But you never know. Also, these versions gave us a glimpse into the mind of the Founding Fathers when they created the Second Amendment. Right? Most importantly, they gave us some important warnings. Okay. I love this.
So let's go back in history and look at what these guys actually said. Let's find out what the founders actually intended by the Second Amendment. So real quick, let me fly through some of these original proposals when they were debating the Bill of Rights. New Hampshire had a proposal. They said Congress shall never disarm any citizen. This one from Massachusetts. That the said Constitution be never construed to prevent the people of the United States who are peaceable citizens from keeping their own arms. Pennsylvania, no law shall be passed for disarming the people or any of them. Here's some constitutional commentaries early on. Zephaniah Swift, he was author of America's first legal text. He said, self-defense or self-preservation is one of the first laws of nature. Again, so first laws of nature, which no man ever resigned upon entering into society. So in other words, when you decide to be a part of a culture, or you're part of a society and say, I'm going to follow the law, you don't give up your right to defend yourself and to defend your family. William Raleigh said, in the Second Amendment, it is declared that the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. That prohibition is general. No clause in the Constitution could, by any rule of construction, meaning we couldn't figure out some way to stand just right to interpret some clause out of the Constitution and how we interpret that construction, we could never be conceived to give Congress a power to disarm the people. If in any blind pursuit of power, either the state or federal government should attempt it, this amendment may be appealed to as a restraint on both. James Kent, one of our two American founders of jurisprudence, he said the municipal law of our country has likewise left with individuals the exercise of the natural right of self-defense. The right of self-defense is founded in the law of nature and is not and cannot be superseded by the law of society. You guys getting the rhythm here? What are these guys saying? They're saying this is an innate law of nature. God gave you this right, gave you this self-defense concept, and government should not take it away. Now, Joseph Story was one of our Supreme Court justices early on that wrote most of the opinions during his tenure on the court. Highly respected justice. And he warns us. He says, the right of the citizens to keep and bear arms has justly been considered the palladium of the liberties of a republic. In other words, this is the foundation. Without this one, it's the protector of all the other ones. Without it, you'll lose the other ones. He said it offers a strong moral check against the usurpation and arbitrary power of rulers. So see, this has nothing to do with hunting. This doesn't even refer to that immediate self-defense against an individual attacking you. You hear how often they're talking about protecting ourselves from what? Government. From a tyranny of a government. So he goes on to say, it will enable the people to triumph over them. Here's what's happened. Okay, this is the danger we're in. There is certainly no small danger that indifference, so Reagan was kind of addressing that a little bit earlier when he said you may not care about self-defense and training and guns and all those things like our family, so you might be indifferent to those things. But what happens? Joseph Story says that indifference may lead to disgust. So if you're not, you know, you haven't studied these things, you haven't trained, you maybe never touched a gun before, never fired a gun before, you see all these school shootings, you're thinking it's got to be the gun's fault. It's the gun. So indifferent leads to disgust, disgust to contempt, and then he says it thus gradually undermines all the protection intended by this clause of our National Bill of Rights. So he's saying don't let it start with that indifference.
You see what I'm saying here? I mean, there's so much more to what these founding fathers were working on, working through, when they put these amendments together, or when they put the Constitution together, for all that matters. And we're ignorant to it. Oh, look, come on, fess up. A lot of you have no clue. On some of these things that I play for you, a lot of you have no clue about these things. Not a one. It's not, and to a degree, it's not your fault, because we were taught the dumbed-down version in school. Right? I mean, true? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We were taught the dumbed-down version of this stuff. So we never really believed in the issues that could come about. Real Joe, 855-732, again, 5563. Always something exciting going on. And then for Joey to put out that misinformation, and most people know he's lost it anyhow, so I don't know how much of this will actually play through. Right? Now, here's another story that's, I won't say it's breaking, but it's been talked about on more than one national level, right and left, if you would. It was an off-duty Border Patrol officer that rushed the elementary school on Tuesday in Texas. He went in there to find his daughter during the mass shooting. Now, Jacob Alvarado, I guess it was getting a haircut before he received a text from his wife, which read that there's an active shooter. And this is according to the New York Times. His wife, who works as a fourth grade teacher at the school, then sent him another text message that read, "Help, and I love you." Right? Now, you're not going to keep me in my seat at that point either. Alvarado then ran over to the school where his wife and her students hid under the desks and behind curtains in order to protect themselves from gunfire. Meanwhile, their second-grade daughter, Jada, locked herself inside the school's bathroom. Now, as the authorities were forming a tactical team to enter the area where the 18-year-old was shooting, Alvarado prepared a plan with the officers to evacuate the children, according to the Times. Alvarado armed himself with a shotgun that his barber had given him before he left. My God. I kind of love Texas. His barber gave him the shotgun. And he led his colleagues towards the wing inside the school where his daughter's classroom was. He said, "I'm looking for my daughter, but also I know what wing she is in." That's according to the Times. He said, "So I clear the classes in all the wings, or in that wing." The officer was covered by his colleagues as two other officers guided children out to the sidewalk. That's how he saw the story take place. He said that dozens of children and their teachers were screaming while they were let out of the school. They were just hysterical. They couldn't stand it. And I got to tell you something. I've not been in that situation, so I am not making fun of them. But if you're trying to run away from a shooter, why would you let them hear you? Maybe we have to train our kids more. Maybe we have to train our teachers better. I don't know. I don't know what the answer is. Alvarado then saw his 8-year-old daughter and hugged her, but still continued to help evacuate other children, Danny. I did what I was trained to do. God bless these guys, right? He had his wife and his daughter out. What's he need to be there for anymore? This is what these guys do. The tactical team eventually went into the classroom where Ramos was and fairly shot him, and then used an AR-15-style rifle that he legally purchased on his birthday a few days before that, to commit the mass murders. But police are being criticized by a number of residents for taking so long to enter the school to prevent Ramos from killing more people. He entered the school at 11:40. Police arrived on the scene around 4 minutes later. However, the teen was shot and killed at 1. Why did it take over an hour? That's a valid point. Talk more about this on the inside of the break. Someone's in your house. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ivarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and at most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. Come to see your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. Come on. Come on. Come on. Get engaged. I mean that sincerely. I mean, the only way you're going to win is to get engaged. Is to keep pumping away at this stuff. And seriously, don't give up. Just when, you know, so many people give up when they're ready to succeed. Right there. Just when they're ready to cut loose, and because it's not moving fast enough for them. Right? And we go through, come on guys, we go through this all the time. Right? I tell people, don't get upset when people don't, when people start falling off. When you're trying to push an issue, push something. The reason I say that is because it's I don't know if it's natural, but it happens. It drives me nuts, too. It's like they're all gun-ho, they want to fight, But because it doesn't move fast enough for them, they're not interested. And I told him, one of the biggest problems we have is education. We have failed in the education world. When are we going to fix that? When are we going to decide to make a change? I mean that. Sincerely. You've got to get into those schools. You've got to talk to those people. You've got to make sure that your son, daughter, uncle, aunt, cousin, I mean, I don't know, whoever's going to school in your home, how about making sure they have a clue? You know, making sure they're being taught the right thing. Help them. Support them. Yeah, I know. I am stuck on some of this stuff. It's driving me nuts. That's why. And the biggest part of some of these conversations, I was going to say arguments, but I won't. Some of these arguments that I'm having with people is because of their ignorance to the Constitution. Their ignorance to the law and what they have a right to do. Right? Look, there are primaries taking place all across the country right now, or will be, over the next few Tuesdays. Hey, I'll screw you up. Give me time here. But, you know, give us some time. Over the next bunch of Tuesdays, you've got primaries going on everywhere. Now, I'm watching people at the very last minute changing their minds of who they're going to vote for or any of that stuff, right? And mostly because they don't like one thing about that person. One. When do you think you'll get 100% on any one of these politicians? Any one of them? You won't. You can't. It's almost impossible. So at this point, you are... I hate this term, two people. I really do. But you are voting for the lesser of two evils. There's no way around it. You know, not today. They've lost their intent. Look, I'll say the collective we, not any one of us in particular. We've lost our integrity. Really. I mean, these people will soften down their message. I won't do it. Just to get in. Just to get into that office. And then what they say is, well, then I'll come back with it afterward, or we'll really hit hard. No, they won't. They won't, because there'll be certain assignments that'll be taken away from them. They won't be able to get on certain committees. Really. So they won't do it. So it's up to you to hold their feet to the fire. When you hire, because that's what I call voting, is hiring. So when you hire these people, make sure that you're hiring somebody, A, that will do the job, that you maybe spoken with, seen in interviews. Make sure he or she stays constant. Right? No, really, you want to make sure the interviews they did 2 years ago match up with the interviews they did last week. Otherwise, you know, seriously, you're going to get the garbage you asked for. I really don't know how to get away with this. Somebody just sent me a story. It just kind of went by my face and I grabbed it again. But Colombians, it looks like they may vote for a president who's a Marxist. Do they not know? Do they not see this stuff? You know, they're coming out of that coronavirus pandemic. They're going to vote for their next president. I guess they did it yesterday, but I don't know what the results were. Anybody know? They chose from six candidates, all who promised various degrees of change. Amid all this rising inequity and inflation and violence. And what are they promising change from? They're going to squelch the violence by throwing people in jail? They're going to become a social. Everybody will get the same amount of money except for them, obviously. You know that's how it works. But the ballot included a former rebel, Gustavo Petro, who could become Colombia's first leftist president. He's got to get over 50% of the vote, though. If no one gets more than half of the vote, the runoff of the top two vote-getters will be held. Pre-vote polls show that Petro's ahead, but failing to get to 50%. Behind him, a populist real estate tycoon promising monetary rewards for tips on corrupted officials. Ooh. Yeah, he'll be dead before he takes office. This is the second presidential election since the government signed a peace agreement with the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, known as FARC, F-A-R-C, FARC. But the divisive agreement was not a central campaign issue. Now, this is Petro's third attempt to take the seat. You know, and again, this is what I always say. You know what? You get what you pay for. I mean, you get what you vote for. And if you, well, in this case, it might be what you pay for. I don't know. But if you don't do your homework, you really don't do your homework, what can you expect? And how, or why, I should say, how would we feel sorry for them? Why should we feel sorry for these people? If they don't do their homework, they elect a dictator, why should we get involved? I'm asking because it seems like we're always going in to take care of other people's messes. There's times when I don't want to do that. I don't think we should be doing that. You voted them in. You made it happen. You thought it was a good choice. So why bother? Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And what's really funny right now is people... Just amazing. People talking about health care. You know, in the last segment, I just like to go all over the place. This, you know, first of all, D.C. has no real solution for the shooting. Absolutely none. Right? And anybody who even talks, whispers, hints towards mental health issues, right? They just get beat up to no end. Republican Representative Mike Waltz out of Florida said, in light of the recent comments from Joe Biden following the shooting in Texas, that the issue at hand should be focusing on health of one's community, not the demonization of a firearm. Right? He was talking about he was speaking in regards to a school shooting in Texas. He said, I have some real ideas here. Let's stop making masculinity toxic. He said, let's focus on the family, unit. Let's focus on fatherhood. Especially for teenagers in particular. Let's get back to the national service. The congressman added that it doesn't have to mean service in the military, but rather one's community. Like a local Peace Corps, if you would. Work with the community. Stay in the community. That's what I've been saying this for years. Even to my Christian friends. Right? They want to go send them money to Mexico and South America and all these other places, but they got people starving right there in their own backyard, in their own community. Take care of your own community first, then go help others. Take care of those kids and the families that are starving in your community, then go help others. You see a family without a father, and you can help out in some way, shape, manner, or form? Step up. You don't have to be the kid's father, but you can be the kid's father figure. Let's get back to that mindset of a national service. In other words, taking care of you and your country. I knew I was going to get through that. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. God bless. Thanks for being with me today. Remember, doesn't end today. Keep telling your kids what Memorial Day was all about. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Be back with me tomorrow.